Whitaker Electric Repair and Installation, can I help you?
Yeah, hi, is this Tom?
This is Tom.
Hi, Tom. Tom, this is Paul. I'm calling you back from Local Splash. I actually spoke with you at the end of last year regarding branding your business on Google. I think you were with another provider at the time. Are you still with that other provider, like Instinct Local or something like that?
No. I'm so sorry. I didn't get your name.
My name is Paul.
Yeah, hi, Paul. Hi. Oh, I do remember you. And yeah, Paul, I am still with the same marketing company.
Okay.
So, yeah, I wasn't ready to make the change. So.
Okay. So you're still liking the service that you're receiving?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a few big question marks. So,
okay.
One big one is this pay-per-call thing with Google.
Right.
Right. And so I just need a Google presence without having to pay per click. And I'm basically being told by several marketing companies that that's something that takes time. That they have to.
Mm.
That, right. And so,
right.
That's, right. It's part of the SO portion of it.
It does take a little bit of time. I mean, obviously, pay-per-click is quite immediate, but the local search engine optimization shouldn't take that long. I mean, we quote on a standalone SEO campaign, meaning no ads to support and speed things up, 30 to 45 days. I mean, if you're doing any form of paid ads, whether it's Google paid ads or even like Facebook paid ads, that does tend to expedite the process, but you know, worst case scenario, we say 30 to 45 days. So if you've been with them longer than 2 months and they're still telling you it's going to take time, either they are just trying to get more time from you, or they honestly don't know what to do to get it done any faster. I mean, I would think that anything that they were going to do, they would have already done. And I don't know how much better it's going to get from here if it's been more than a few months, and it must have been.
Wow. It's been 4 months. I think if you remember talking with me, that I had a four-month opt-out with them.
Right.
It's the Electric Marketing Group is the name of the company.
And
there was some talk of moving over to a place called Instinct Marketing.
Okay.
Instinct Marketing is a more local place.
Right.
And they're the ones that are telling me that it takes time, like 6 months, to build up an SEO platform that I'm not being charged for. So, to be honest with you, Paul, I'm getting conflicting information, and I don't have the experience to answer these questions, and I don't have the experience to tell who's telling the truth and who's not telling the truth.
Yeah.
And what it comes down to is we started up with the Electric Marketing Group on November the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying Google about $1,800 a month for that call volume that I have.
Okay.
And I'm paying Electric Marketing Group $1,500 to manage it. So I've got close to $3,400 a month going out in advertising, which is, for a small shop like I am, way too high.
It is. I mean,
it's way too high. And so... I do remember speaking with you. It's been some time. I do remember.
Right, yeah. I mean, I sent an email out to you. I mean, we talked about a lot of different things, with or without Google ads, with, Facebook ads. We talked about local service ads or Google Guarantee, which is like Google's pay per lead, kind of like, Home Advisor or Thumbtack, something like that. Google does do pay-per-lead. It's quite different, though. I mean, with those services, you get the same lead that 4 or 5 of your competitors get. Google Guarantee or local service ads, I mean, it's one contractor per lead. So, I mean, obviously, you have a much higher chance of getting the job when it's just you and not a bidding war. Let me at least resend the email that I sent out to you. You can take a look back over it.
I do think that I have the... Go ahead. What's that?
I was going to say I was going to resend the email that I sent out to you several months ago, and then you know, you can look over it. And, I mean, if it makes sense, then maybe we can talk again.
Yeah. What makes sense to me is having a, you know, being able to, somebody being able to Google electrician near me see my name come up.
Yeah, that's what you want. That's what you want. And that's exactly the service that we provide. I mean, we do offer other services, but that's always been the heart and soul, the bread and butter of what we provide as an SEO company. You know, we grew into a full-scale comprehensive digital marketing firm and offer other services as well. So let me get that email back out to you. I mean, and nobody wants to hear it's going to take a long time.
Where is your office? Where is your office?
We're physically located in Orange County. We're about halfway between L.A. and San Diego.
Yeah, I know exactly where it is. I grew up in Torrance.
Okay.
I grew up in Torrance.
We're headquartered in Fountain Valley off of Brookhurst in the 405.
Yeah, I know exactly where it is. With this instinct marketing, as a matter of fact, they called me this morning to follow up, because the people that I have spoke to, which is really just the two of you, the rest of them I just basically just tell them to email me. I get calls on a regular basis for this.
Sure.
And there was something about you when we were talking the last time. I don't know if it was the timing of when you caught me or what, but I do remember you, sir. And I do remember talking with you. You seem to be very, very helpful. A couple strong points here is this Electric Marketing Group. My 4 months with them is over on March 1st.
Okay.
Now we kind of messed up about a month ago. We were getting enough call volume where I wasn't answering the call. I'm on the phone with another customer.
Okay.
I'm on the phone with another customer. A call comes in. We're not answering that call.
Sure,
now, I do text that number.
Right.
Hey, you know, this is Tom Whitaker with Whitaker Electric, blah, blah, blah. I'm on the other line. I will reach out to you here in a minute. So that way they don't have time to go down the list and find someone else.
Right.
Come to find out, what that did, Paul, was that fixed it so Google wasn't getting any money. It goes down as a missed call.
Right.
See? And it turns out that when they do that, they punish you by deprioritizing your account. So if we have 66 calls come in last month and only 33 of them got charged, I'm being punished because we only have one phone line. And so that's the disadvantage. Every time when somebody Googles electrician near me, and they see my name, the minute they press the call button, I'm being charged.
Right.
If the call goes for more than 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Does all that sound familiar to you?
For paid ads, yeah.
Yep. And so, now, I'm not unhappy with the call volume. What I'm unhappy with is I'm paying a marketing company $1,500 to manage this, and I'm paying pretty close to $1,800 a month in Google charges for a total of about $3,400 a month.
Yeah, that's
I have four employees. Okay, I have five. With my office girl, I have five employees.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm paying a fortune. You know, and for me as an owner, that $3,400 translates into $34,000 a month worth of work. If it's not, you know, in order to keep it under 10%. So
I'm not exactly sure why they're charging you so much to manage your Google ad campaign. I know that I mean, even industry standard is only 35%. They're charging almost 100%. I mean, they're charging you almost what you're paying. We only charge 25%. So, I mean, if you were paying $1,800 in paid ads, like $450 of that would go towards the management of those ads. So the almost 1,400 of your 1,800 would go towards paying ads, and you'd only be paying 1,800, not the additional 1,500 on top of that.
It's a lot. It is.
Yeah, it is a lot. It's quite a lot.
And I have spoke to them.
And that doesn't even have local SEO. I mean, I don't know that they're doing anything on top of that. I would hope they're doing an awful lot more than just managing your Google ad campaign. But, you know, you're still not on the first page when someone Googles electrician. I mean, you do have the paid ad campaign, but, you know, not popping up in that local map where anyone's going to find you and call you on their own.
I did launch. I forget when it's supposed to launch, but my office manager talked me into this other thing too, which is another company that I had called, which would just be like a voice search through Alexa and all the different platforms.
Right.
Which was like a, you know, it was like a $500-some fee. It was a one-time fee.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I haven't even tested the system to see if it's working.
Well, that was one of the things that we would include anyway as part of our monthly cost Google Voice, like, you know, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, of course, Siri on a smartphone, any voice-activated search. It does require additional content and additional programming. They're basically individual directories like Yelp. You know, you have to create the content for it to happen. $500 for a one-time fee for all of the platforms is not bad, but I mean it's something that we would have been included anyway in the local campaign. I mean we even in a local campaign $199 a month, but like that, you know, you're just going to be about 20-mile radius. You know, I wouldn't want to. I know you're only going out about 25 miles, which is why I think that my original email included a local-only campaign. But there is still benefit, of course, to doing either Google Ads or Facebook Ads or both. And I think I sent you a separate email for Google Paid Ads, Google Paid Leads, I should say, the Google Guarantee. So, I mean, I'd be more than happy to get that information back out to you. When you've got time, take a look at that. I mean, you are spending time and you're also spending money. And like you said, your contract is up and you're looking for something else. So
I think she's a great girl. She's a great lady. She's kind of a younger lady that's in charge of this thing. She once told me she had 26 accounts that she was looking after. Okay. And it's not that, you know, I told her, it's not a personal thing. You know what I mean? The bottom line is that you're twice as much or more.
Yeah.
Then what the market value of what you're selling
is. Exactly. The bottom line is the bottom line. You know, if you're,
and that's really,
you're spending more than you're making or barely breaking even, there has to be a better solution out there.
We are spending more, right? And to that end, what she did was she was able to get permission from her superiors to lower it to $750 for the next 2 months because our finances are just not what they should be. We've only been in business with the license active. I've only been in business for just under a year. And so we're not doing horrible, but we're not. My balance in my bank account, Paul, is not going up every month. And I'm running 4 guys full time, 2 journeyman electricians and 2 apprentices.
And I have a full time office. Felicia too, right?
Yep, a full-time office girl who's somewhat of a permit specialist.
Okay.
And so I'm running 5 employees full-time, and, you know, my balance is sadly under $10,000 after 10 months of being in business. And so we're not where we're supposed to be. And the only thing that comes to my mind is that I have to cut the overhead.
Yeah.
And so, and with that being said, it's, as you already said, you know, $1,500 a month is a lot. That's just the management fee.
Yeah.
Now, they're willing to work with me this month because of my financial condition. They know that I'm getting ready to I even told them, I had a meeting with her this morning, and I told her last month, and I said, you know, the bottom line is that I'm getting calls from marketing companies that claim to do the same thing you're doing, but they're in some cases less than half as much.
Yeah.
And so you're charging for more than your services are worth.
Right.
And that's ultimately what it comes down to. And so.
Exactly.
I just heard my phone go off. Was that you?
Yeah. Could have been. I resent the email, so that's probably what you heard.
Yep, yep.
And I'm also going to resend the other one, too, the one talking about Google Guarantee and paid leads. I mean, it seems like, you know, we could do Google paid ads. You know, the minimum ad spend is $300 a month. So, you know, obviously it's not going to take a lot of money to still be doing Google paid ads. There's a lot of other things that we would do too for you. I mean, it seems like for what you're spending, to be honest with you, if you cut it in half, you know, you could still do Google paid ads and Facebook ads and local service ads. It's only like $400 a month for local service ads, which is the Google Guarantee pay per lead, where you get one, basically it's a hot lead sent to you specifically, someone who's looking specifically for an electrician. They're not going to get paired up or matched up or get calls from other contractors. It's called Google Guarantee because Google guarantees your work. You're insured for $2,000 for every job that you do directly from Google. They also guarantee that you're not going to get charged if you don't actually talk to someone and talk price about your services, you know, so it's not like some of those other lead-based services where you pay for it whether you get the job or not, whether you talk to somebody or not. So, I mean, there's a lot that we can do for you. It's all done on a month-to-month basis, and for less than half of what you're spending, we could include basically any and all of the options that we're talking about here. So, you know, that would be Google ads and Facebook ads and also local SEO as well, with even still a budget left over for Google paid leads. So I'm going to send that other one out to you, the one talking about the local service ads and the Google guarantee. And then, I mean, I sent it out attention, Felicia, but I think you still have access to it.
I'm reading it. It just
hit your phone. So, you know, take a look at it. You know, it's still a couple of days before your contract's over. I think you said that they reduced it to $750. They basically cut it in half for the next couple of months. Well, I guess that stings a little less than $1,500, but you're also not under contract with them. So it might be a great time to look at other options and seriously consider something that could not only save you money, which is an important thing, obviously. You gotta make more than you're spending. And that's the other half of it too. If you're actually getting phone calls and doing jobs, then no matter what you're spending, it's well worth it. But if you're spending more than you're making, it's probably, you know, really time to reconsider what is going to help you as a company, help you long term, help you short term, you know?
In regards to these Google ads, I believe that I have this thing set at $600 a week,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken. It's either $400 or $600 a week.
Yeah.
And so that seems high. I don't, you know, I am getting enough work off of this platform to keep my four guys busy. But that's it, though.
Sure.
There, you know, now with that being said, there was also a measure of when I first got my license. No, I was kind of intentionally selling work 15% under market because I need to get my reputation out there. We are a 4.9 star rated company on Google.
Right.
And I needed to be able to have those reviews, and I needed to be able to have the volume so that I could get my name out there. And so, but now April 21st, I will have been in business for a year. And so moving forward into the new year and out of these winter months, what's on my mind, Paul, is cutting the overhead, accomplishing the same goal, but for less money. And as I've already pointed out, I think in the month of December, I laid out $3,400 in my total advertising bill.
Yeah.
That's not counting some of my other things that did not work out. Direct Fairway.
Okay.
Was supposed to be put in my ad on one of their golf carts. And it did not get distributed to the golf course they said it would on the 1st of January. I'm fighting with them now. They sucked up $900 of my annual budget, and I didn't get what I paid for. Nothing their salespeople told me was the truth. And so we do have a Facebook business page. I don't get a lot of work from it, though. I check it every night when I get off work. I do check it every night when I get off work.
Yeah.
But we're not, it's not producing. It's not producing. And my website is something that was designed by a friend of mine who now I can't get a hold of, and we have no access to it.
Oh, really?
Yep. And some of the quotes that I've been getting for that website are $2,500, $3,000 to create a website. And so that was something else that I wanted to look into, was having a website up and running. Another thing, too, and moreover, is to find that company, to find that place where I'm going to stay.
Yeah.
I'm not into changing marketing companies like I change my employees.
Right.
Right? I want to find a place that where it's working, the budget is working, and it's still producing the same amount of work that I'm getting currently or 20% more.
Right.
Without having to fork out almost $4,000 a month in advertising.
Right.
Which is, that's a lot, Paul. That's a lot. I'm just a small shop. I've got three vehicles. I have two journeymen and two apprentices. So I'm running two teams with a full-time office girl that I can't say enough about.
And so,
I do remember speaking with you, sir. I asked Joanna, is her name. I asked Joanna this morning, Paul. I told her, I said, listen, I said, here's the thing. I've already told you that your prices are too high. I appreciate your company working with me with the 750 owners. They're doing that because they know that they're about to get cut off.
Right. Exactly.
But they're also in the same sentence. They're saying that we can only do that for 2 months.
Right.
So that's not a solution.
No.
And to me, that's, I appreciate their efforts because money is that tight, but that's not a permanent solution. That's just saying that I'm going to lower the cost for you since, that way you don't fire us. And then I had her follow up with an email, Paul, and I told her, I said, I need an email from you specifically stating that we're on a month-to-month contract. And she did send that email. And she did send it. She did send that email that we are going month-to-month from this point forward. The other issue with the four-month opt-out was it was kind of understood that until you complete that 4 months, they retain ownership of my Google business page, where I'm just listed as the manager. That's all being changed now, right? That's supposed to be being changed now.
It should be. Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, that's kind of like they're holding your Google listing hostage. From day one, if you don't already have a Google listing, we create one for you with you as the owner and with us having managerial access. So, if they're not able to get you the ownership of that Google listing, we can get it for you.
Well, you happen to catch me on a really good day too, because I've been down with COVID for a week and
this is
my first day back. Yep. And this is my first day back in the office. Felicia's been out of the office for a week as a result of this. And, with the, in that same email where Joanna sent me the confirmation that this is a month to month, she did ask for 2 weeks notice. She's like, if you're going to change, please give us 2 weeks notice.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on that?
I don't think you have to. I mean, if it's a contract, right, month to month, and your contract is up, then they can't hit you with an early termination fee. They can't hit you with any like prorated charge if you don't give them 2 weeks. It's kind of like when you're leaving your job and you're like, I don't need you as a reference. I don't need to give you 2 weeks courtesy so you say good things about me for the next guy. I don't need you. I don't want you. Goodbye. I'm leaving today. In fact, you can keep my sandwich in the fridge. I'm walking out the door right now. Goodbye. You don't need to do any of that, man. You don't have to give them 2 weeks. You've given them 4 months already.
Right. And this thing with you is a month to month. I see here that you wrote on this email that a normal setup fee of $499 has been reduced to $99. That $500 setup fee is what the EMT charged me when we first met. Mm. It charged me $500 to set it up.
Okay.
It took over a month to get verified with Google.
Right.
Not sure why. This package price includes $300 in Google paid ad advertising and local search engine optimization. Alternatively, we could do Facebook ads instead of Google ads. I don't think that getting away from the Google ads is a good thing, right?
That's no, I'm not saying to get away from it entirely. They're charging a lot to manage your account, though. So even if you wanted to do, you know, $400 a week or something like that, I mean, you're going to get more bang for your buck because you're not spending the managing fee. But, you know, like I said, we have as that price point. That includes the $300 minimum required per month that Google requires is $300 minimum per month. So you can start there. You can add more to it at any time. You can always drop back down to that minimum. Definitely there's a benefit to doing Google paid ads, but I did include other options as well. You know, like if you're like, I'm sick of it, or if I really, you know, want to see what I can do on the cheap, you know, kind of something real budget friendly. You know, Facebook ads are $100 minimum required. So you could do 300 of Google and 100 of Facebook, and you're still only looking at that. That's $5.99 with 400 of that being paid ads that we pay for, just a small management fee of 25%. But then the $199 is for the local SEO. And that's for the almost 70 directories that Google indexes. It's not just for, you know, Yelp and Facebook and the ones that everyone's heard of, because in most cases, it's the ones that no one's ever heard of, not just consumers, but most so-called SEO companies don't know to create things like Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav. And we certainly don't create that for your customers to find it, but that's stuff that Google looks for, what the search engines search for. And it's usually the content that no one's heard of, the content that you have that your competitors won't have. That's what's going to leapfrog you ahead of other electrical contractors and electricians in the area, put you in the local map where you'll generate calls that, I mean, really, no matter how many calls you get, it's still that flat rate. It doesn't cost your ad budget at all when you're in that local campaign, but it's kind of a comprehensive plan. So you've got the Google ads at the top. You've got the Google guarantee, which is, you know, the pay per lead at the very top. Then you've got the Google ads and you've got the local map. Below that's the organic section, and you can pop up there as well, because that's just the natural byproduct of everything else that we do to get you listed in the local map. What pops up organically are websites with the right backlinks, those individual links and directories themselves, and it just happens organically. It happens over time as a natural result of being well optimized and being in that local map. So, and then of course with Facebook on top of that, I mean, you know, people stream their Facebook, too many people all day, but a lot of people spend a lot of time. They're not even necessarily thinking that they're looking for an electrical contract, or maybe they forgot, maybe there's something that they've been thinking about maybe doing, a panel upgrade or whatever it might be. Then they see your ad. If they click on it, it costs us like 20 or 22 cents for Facebook clicks. It's super affordable, you know, compared to Google ads, which, you know, several dollars per click. Facebook ads are really pennies per click. And that $100 of Facebook ads, I mean, I would think that that would cover the entire month, you know, and still get you phone calls and opportunities. And even if it's only one job out of that, it's still going to be worth doing. So I did resend all that information, even the information about the local service, the Google guarantee paid
looking,
ads. So.
I do like a lot what you're saying, and I
and as far as what you were saying before, finding a company that you can stay with, April 17th would be my 10-year anniversary with this company, and I've got clients that have been with me from the beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. You know, we've been around since 2004. So for over 18 years, the top-rated SEO company. When Google started their partnership program, and it's only been about 6 years that Google was looking to specifically team up and partner up with digital marketing firms and SEO companies to provide professional management of Google paid ads. Excuse me. Google does still have, you know, Google paid ads, you know, AdWords Express, and it sounds fast and efficient like Express Lane or Express Train, but it does, in fact, refer to the fact that it's kind of an abbreviated version of a real Google ad campaign, more set it and forget it kind of thing. And not every business owner sees success with that, which is why, and they don't use Google ads under that situation long term, maybe a couple few months. Google was seeing the trend and Google said, well, you know, we'll still offer this product, but we'll also partner up with professional SEO companies and digital marketing firms so that they can manage ads that, you know, we've got the manpower to put more time and effort into the management of your ads, you know, retooling ads that don't work and things like that. So businesses see a higher return on investment with their Google paid ads, and in turn, they're more likely to keep their Google ads, which makes sense for everyone involved. So that's why Google started to look for partners about 6 years ago. Local Splash, we were in business about a dozen years at that point. We were one of the very first companies to partner up with Google for Google paid ads. We are, of course, AdWords certified. And even if you choose to not do Google ads, let's say we're just doing Facebook ads, or even if it's just a local campaign, or maybe it's the Google guarantee, you know, still, we're still going to do that local campaign, that local SEO. Make sure that you've got ownership of your Google listing, but that the right directories are also created, talking about your company and your services and your service area, that they all link back to a .com website, and we can do a website for you. In fact, we would include it at no additional cost as a courtesy, because our job, not to put you under a contract and tell you it's going to take time and give us more time, but our job is to get your phone ringing quickly, keep it ringing often, and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. So just like Google saw the value to partnering up with companies like Local Splash, we see the value and benefit of building not just, you know, the right content and the right directories and paid ads, but a website that is, of course, Google compliant, which means it's mobile optimized and, of course, a secure website, HTTPS. Well, that's really all Google wants to see in a website, those two things. But, of course, it still has to be conversion-driven. It has to be user-friendly. It has to give people the good and compelling reasons why they would want to call you. But we do offer websites at this point at no additional cost. In fact, it's really new for us to include it as part of our suite of services and not charge extra for it. In fact, I was looking for a link that I could send out to you about the websites, and all of the website links that we have still talk about a fee for the website itself. But we could do a website for you and do it at no additional cost. So,
I do like the things that I'm hearing, and the website, the offer of the new website is very generous of your company to do that, and we do need that. I don't dislike it, Paul. You know, Ricky.
Yeah, I see it.
Ricky did an okay job.
There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah.
But I do remember when we first started, it was just him and I, and he's a sponsee of mine from AA, and he just couldn't hold it. He just couldn't hold it, and now I can't get on there to make any changes or to do anything. And so, and also too, he learned how to do this. He did it off of the GoDaddy website,
right?
And he learned how to do this by YouTubing it. Mm. And so, I needed something a little bit more professional. And so, it's pretty generous of your company to do this. I'm looking at these packages that you have, Paul. I do like the Google ads. As far as the Google paid ads. This premier, this platinum premier package, for example.
Right.
It's listed. It's the first one where the Google ads are listed as part.
Correct.
I like the price of the platinum, but I don't see the Google ads on here.
Yeah, the platinum package, that does not include the Google ads. You're absolutely correct. That does include
now,
Facebook
with
ads.
With the platinum premier package, would I still be getting, see right now the way it is when Google charges me roughly every 5 or 6 days,
right,
it shows up as my bank account as a Google ad.
Mm-hmm.
It's $500, whatever, book, and it's right there on my checking account. So when this is listing in the Google, in this Platinum Premier, and it's talking about the Google ads, is that, what, a certain amount of this 1,098 is being allocated towards the Google Ads?
Yeah, so that's going to include, and it wouldn't be the 1,098. It would be a discounted rate for that. It would be $4.99 as a base package for the Google Ads. So that's the local SEO at $1.99 a month with the $300 of Google Ads as a minimum. So let's say if you're spending not $4.99, $5.99, $6.99, whatever you're spending, you would just subtract the $1.99, which would be what would go towards the local SEO, making sure that you've got that verified listing, that you're the owner of it. But again, all of the 70 different directories that are really important, especially in competitive industries, that you have all of that content, that it's accurate, that it's up to date, and that we continue to update it. And then you would just, you know, determine how much you wanted to spend on the Google Ads. So again, the pricing on here basically reflects what we spend in the first month. We go month to month, so our price reflects what it costs our company to create in that first month. So we do sometimes charge that rate, but we also, more often than not, will reduce the cost of the service that we provide below what it costs us to provide it, at least in the first couple of months. And then obviously, once the website's created and once the Google Ads are up and running, while we do still monitor, manage, maintain, update, make changes and things like that, kind of the heavy lifting has already been done. So usually around, you know, the third or fourth month, even if we reduce the cost of our service, we eventually break even. So I don't know that these other companies are doing that. They're like, let's get as much money up front as we can in case he cancels. If he threatens to cancel, we'll reduce our rate then. But, you know, like I said, we a lot of the times, and in all of the price points that I mentioned there in that email, they're all well below what it's going to cost us to create. You know, the website thrown in puts us at that on its own. But
right, so it does, sir. It totally
yeah.
does. It does, Paul. It does. Because I have done some research. We've, you know, to be honest, I stopped researching it because I knew that I was stuck in this four-month thing, mm-hmm. right? And they're holding, as you just said, they're holding the Google Business account sign-in information as hostage.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, I thought, okay, well, why dump a ton of effort into this? I have to finish this, right? I have to finish this. It was $6,000. Just,
wow.
And that's not counting what I paid Google. I would say right. for the whole month, for the whole 4 months, I'm easily into this for $15,000. Easy. Easily. So under this Platinum Premier plan,
mm-hmm.
it says $549 a month thereafter. So it's $1,098 what to get it started.
Yeah, that's what's listed on the website there, and then $549 a month after that. So I'm trying to make it as affordable as I can. What I can do is take $200 off of your setup fee, so it's just a $99 setup fee. If we do $549 every month after that, you know, I could do $350 worth of Google Ads if you wanted $549. That's reducing the cost of the SEO.
Now, is that $300, is that coming out of the $549?
Correct. That's included
how
in
can
that
you do
$549.
That? How are you able to do that? What does that leave, $249 for your company?
Exactly. Yeah, the $249. The $249 goes towards the management, maintenance, and like I said, it doesn't work right away. It doesn't work over, in that first or second month. But like I said, our clients stay with us long term. So, I mean, if I do the math, it's more like 4 months, maybe even 5 months in is where we start as a company to see the return on our investment. So every client that we sign up with reduced pricing, we're making an investment in their success, and your success becomes our success. It's only after you stay with us long term that we even break even and then start to turn a profit as our job gets easier and easier. Once we have the momentum going, it's just a lot easier to keep things going on our end. It requires less manpower. We do still make changes and updates, of course, and we are still paying for the ads every single month. But, you know, like I said, we kind of look long term. You know, the longer our clients stay with us, the more profitable it is for everyone involved. So we do a lot of the times, especially for me. I mean, like I said, I've been with this company, April 17th will be 10 years. So I've talked to a lot of business owners that have tried a lot of different marketing strategies before they talk to me. And most of the ones that I speak with are spending too much or spent too much already. Maybe they tried, like, you know, pay per lead with, like, Angie Leads. Used to be Home Advisor a long time ago. It was called Service Magic, or Thumbtack, or Networks, or Craftjack. I mean, with that, you're kind of, your hands are tied from the beginning, because if you don't call it right away, or even if you do call it right away, that potential customer is going to get a call from somebody else, one of your competitors.
I fired Home Advisor.
You fired Home Advisor. Okay, so you know what I'm speaking about here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I talked to a lot of business that try those
things. I was paying them to talk to people's voicemail.
Exactly.
So they're sending,
and then you call, and then you call Home Advisor and say, all I'm getting is voicemails. And they say, well, you know, we'll credit you a lead. They don't ever say, here's your money back. They say, we'll give
you
another lead of equal value. And you're like,
what
do you mean equal value? What value do I have to call in someone's answering machine? Great.
It was crazy. The promotional stuff they did, I took the $600 in promotional credits and I produced $30,000 worth of work out of it.
Okay.
But then the quality of the lead started to drop. They started sending the thing to too many people. And that's what I was hearing from my clients. They all like Home Advisor, but they all said the same thing, that my phone is just getting blown up with calls. And so if the lead is a $56 lead and they, you know, it's a $600 or $700 job.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're sending it to 10 people, so they make $560 off of the deal.
Yeah.
And there's 10 of us going for the same job. I put an end to that early on. And that's what led me to a professional marketing company, which we've already discussed. So, I am interested, Paul. I do want to go with you guys. So with that being said, I'm over here on this website trying to figure out a total cost of what this is going to be per month. And when I start doing this, I will no longer be getting hit with multiple charges from Google, yes? It'll just all be one exclusive number to you guys.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, we take care of everything. We pay for the ads. It's the flat rate for you. You know, obviously, the two different emails with two different price points. We're talking about Home Advisor. If I remember correctly, it was only like $40 for your area, maybe $30 per lead for Google Guarantee leads. And again, what you're saying you hated about the Home Advisor was that, you know, your lead got sent to ten other guys. With Google Guarantee local service ads, you're the only one getting that particular lead. So there is tremendous benefit and value to that, and it's more affordable. The leads are less expensive.
We're talking about the one that's called Ideal. The Ideal.
Well, we could do that too. Yeah, the Ideal package that does include the local service ads are part of that Ideal package as well. So, yeah, we could definitely do
what,
that.
What would you think your recommendation is based on what you've heard? Let me share some numbers with you. I'm trying to get my first business line of credit, okay, and it's still kind of up in the air. I'm running a credit score of about 677. I hired a company to help me get some of the inquiries off of there, and this kid is amazing. He got 10 of them dropped in 3 weeks, and my score went up 50 points right off the gate with a 52% credit card usage, which needs to come down another 25%. And so I will be over 700. And during the process of applying for that loan, they wanted to know what our income is.
Okay.
For 4 months. So that led us to my Wells Fargo account. And in the month of September, October, November, and December of last year, we deposited $176,000 through our bank account. And I'm talking to you right now with a bank balance of under $5,000. And I have five employees. So my insurance, you know, you live in California, so I don't need to tell you that it's extremely high. My vehicle insurance for my three vehicles is $5,200 a year.
Right.
My workman's comp is almost $6,000 a year. It's almost cost as much to employ the health and safety of my, to insure the health and safety of my employees as it does to insure my vehicles.
Wow.
They're retarded. And they're just, it's just retarded. And so, and then I have, all three of the vehicles have payments associated with it, which I'm one by one paying them off just to get rid of to where I own my fleet. And so, that's one big area where my overhead has to come down. And then the other one, it led me, it had no choice. There was no other option but it to lead me right to EMG. And that's kind of where we're at. With what you've learned about my company, what would be your recommendation as far as, you know, I would love to see this cost me under $1,000 a month and have it be an all-inclusive number where I'm not, my bank account is not getting hit separately by Google every week.
Right.
Because every time I, you know, I can look on my Google account right now, or my bank account right now, and I can show you, and I can tell you that they just recently hit it for 200. The deprioritization of my account became an issue because I only have one phone line. And so what's happening is when somebody calls that number, that's a 188 number or whatever it is, and it's forwarding it to my cell phone. And if I miss the call, I'm being punished. That has to go away, right? I mean, has to go away. Ultimately, my ultimate goal is to have a Google presence like I do now. Like I can Google my company name. It'll come up with a Google page. Or I can Google electrician near me, and it'll come up with, you know, I think I'm like fourth or fifth on the list right now.
Right.
Where somebody wants to Google electrician near me, my name comes up and it doesn't cost me anything for them to hit the call button, which I've learned is part of the SEO package. And so, and that's the part that instinct marketing is telling me takes time. They're saying that is their goal too, but that it takes time to build that up to that point.
Right.
So I get a lot better answers from them than I do from EMG. It's also noteworthy to tell you that the lady that I speak to with EMG is about 12 or 14 hours out of our time zone.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So yes, sir. Yes, sir. And even though she's a sweetheart, she's just a sweet, sweet girl. But I just, you know, I'm not looking to marry you. And
right.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to, I don't know, to maximize my profits with, you know, I just shared with you that I'm forking out $3,500 a month in advertising, which is way, way, way too high. And so with these platforms, and if I'm reading these emails that you sent me properly, these platforms are more of the whole package kind of thing. Is that right?
It really is. Yeah, it really is the entire whole package. So if you are talking about everything that we can do for you, and keeping the minimums in place, because you did mention if we can do it for under $1,000 a month. I was looking at the numbers myself here. Now, if we're going to do the ideal package, that's with the Google guarantee leads, okay? So the first month has $250 that goes to the application fee to do the Google guarantee, okay? So you'd be looking at $300 worth of Google paid ads, $100 worth of Facebook paid ads, the $199, not $249, but $199.
Can you start over? You were just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll break it down for you. I did the math and adjusted my numbers to make it $9.99 a month moving forward. Okay. It's actually going to be, $9.48 the first month. So I'll break all of that down for you. It goes up a little bit because you're going to be including the Google Guarantee pay-per-lead budget of $400 a month. The first month has a $250 application fee and the $99 setup fee to get everything started. So that's why it's $350, not $400. So the first month it's going to be a $99 setup fee. You're going to be looking at $199, not $249, but $199 for the local SEO. The $99 setup fee is just the first month. $199 a month for local SEO plus $300 a month.
Okay. $300 a month?
$300 a month going to Google paid ads. So that's the minimum required ad spend to do Google paid ads. And there's going to be $100 a month of Facebook paid ads. That's included. So if you do the math on that, you're looking at $199 plus the $400 combined in the ads. That's the $599 that we're looking at there. Okay. Now, for your industry and for your area, for electrical leads coming from the Google pay-per-lead, the local service or Google guarantee, and I can recheck the numbers. This is my notes from when I spoke with you before. But it looks like you're looking at about a $400 a month for like roughly 13 leads. You can always adjust these numbers. You can keep it at this $9.99 is your total, a $5.99 a month plus $400 worth of Google pay per lead, the local service leads. You're still getting $300 of Google ads, $100 of Facebook ads, and then on top of that, the $400 worth of Google guarantee leads. That's got you at $9.99 a month. Numbers are different in the first month. Like I said, you're not paying for the Google leads just yet. We're doing the application fee and getting things started in that first month. That's $250. And then the $99 setup fee to get everything started. So that's the $349. That's the difference of the $51 that you'll be seeing on a monthly. So $9.48 versus $9.99 moving forward every month. But that includes not the setup fee and the application fee, but $400 worth of paid leads coming from Google Guarantee.
Okay. I'm doing my very best to keep up with you. I'm an electrician.
I know. I was looking at a bunch of numbers too, and I'm like, is that right? Is that right?
Yeah, well, I
it was a little different before. It was $249, but then that added up to $1049. So I dropped the local SEO from $249 down to $199 to take an extra $50 a month off of it.
Okay, and that this is what we're talking about here is the ideal package.
It is the ideal package, yeah, but not the $11.98 to get started plus a setup fee on top of that. We did the math on that, what it would normally be. $11.98 plus $2.99, that would be $14.97. So instead of the $14.97, it's not going to be $11.98. It's going to be $9.99. But then the first month has the setup fee. But that's moving forward. That's the numbers that you'd be seeing on a monthly basis. The first month is different because you're not paying for the leads yet. You're paying the application fee and then the $99 setup fee. So,
okay, and no more separate charges from Google hitting my bank account.
That's exactly correct. It's going to be that flat rate. We manage and pay for those leads out of that $9.99 a month.
Now, forgive me for asking, but is that enough money for your company?
No. I'm actually, like I said, reducing the dollars everywhere I can. like I said, I took the local campaign down from 249, which is already a reduced rate. You can see that's the pro package. The pro package at 399, that's the normal cost of the local SEO. And then, of course, everything has a setup fee because the setup fee is for the SEO content creation and making sure you're PIN verified and all of that. That's all part of the local SEO is part of all of the packages that go across. So it's listed on our website at $399 with a $299 setup fee. It does have an optimized landing page, which is your website. Okay. Now we'll do probably the custom website for you and not just the one page landing page that's even listed there. So you'd get an upgrade too on the website. But yeah, I mean, it's listed that way because that's what we spend on the first month. And like I said, obviously once we've created the website, you know, we're just maintaining, managing, updating it, hosting it. We still keep it hosted on our server. But, I mean, we're not locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. If you canceled in that first, second, or third month, we would lose money. You know, the time, the resources, paying the people to get it done, paying out of pocket on our own for the leads to get you the results quickly. Your success is our success. Our success comes from keeping clients long term. And when you're happy, we're happy. That's exactly right.
That's what I want. Is I want a permanent home with this marketing where it's just being taken care of. This is, you know, it's going to cost me $1,000 a month for my marketing, period. Right? And then the setup fee is more than fair. Your company's offer to do the website is put you light years ahead of everybody. The last quote I got for that website was $3,000.
I believe it.
And we do have one. Please check it out at Whitaker.
I'm looking at it.
WhitakerElectricRepair.com.
It's not bad.
It's, you know, it's just, I have no control of it. We don't know what the sign-in information is, and Ricky didn't make it. That's right. The bottom line is he didn't make it. And I did this.
Yeah.
Well, it's noteworthy to say that when I first started my business, one of the things that prompted me to get my license, Paul, was I had already acquired my journeyman's card. I'm 56 years old, and I was working for one of the larger companies here in the Sacramento area, and my back went out.
Wow.
It turned out to be two really bad discs. And so I had a major fusion in July.
I see.
And so I got my license in April. And here I am with Home Advisor, April, May, June, and July. And part of August. And so you know, I was kind of struggling. You know, this kid was lifting my tool bag for me so that I could go out and work. Well, since then, we've grown quite a bit. I landed a pretty big job in Vacaville, California. I used the money to buy vehicles. And to hire way more experienced help. I now have two carded journeyman electricians working for me, and we're moving.
Okay.
We're moving forward, you know. And so, but again, the advertising is the advertising. It's $3,400. This is $1,000. It's pretty much a no-brainer. And I, you know, and I'm not saying that in some of these things that we're talking about, EMG, no doubt, is working on some of it. You would think that they would be at $1,500 a month.
They better be. Yeah, I would think so. I would hope so.
But let's talk about that, the transition. I will go ahead and just out of respect for the lady that I was referring to, we will give them the 2 weeks notice that they're asking for. With that being said, you're going to want the same thing that Instinct Marketing wanted, which was the sign-in information for my Google Business page, yes?
We would want access to that, yeah, which is why if they don't give you that access, I mean, it's kind of unfortunate. They set it up with you as manager and with them as the owner, but if they aren't playing nice and giving you that information, We'll just go through Google's back end team and get that information for you, claim ownership of that listing, set it up immediately with you as the owner, and then of course we would be set up as managers.
Okay.
But they should give that to you, yeah.
Well, and if they don't, what would my course of action be?
to let us take care of that for you. I mean, we've been like I said, we've been doing this, you know, for 18 years, and especially in recent years, all of these so-called SEO companies, a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas, or, you know, these startup companies, these fly-by-night companies that don't even stay in business. We've dealt with Google business pages that have been created that our clients don't have access to. We just work with Google's back-end team. We've got a working relationship to where we claim ownership of that listing. And then we provide you with access. So that is something that we could do. And we would be able to do that for you at no additional cost. I mean, obviously the very